Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, that God knew us before we were born. So God was there as an unseen witness when we came into this world. That is because we were created to please Him. This means that living a life that is pleasing to Him should be our goal. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 10, we read, "Figure out what pleases the Lord, then do it." Because there is an inbuilt need for all of us to connect with God, worshiping Him is natural and brings pleasure to Him. Psalm 147, verse 11 says, "The Lord is pleased only with those who worship Him and trust His love." If we fail to worship God, we will find substitutes, and this will not please Him. In Noah's day, the entire world had become morally bankrupt. God regretted He made man and considered wiping out the human race. But there was one man who was pleasing to God. The Bible says Noah was a pleasure to the Lord. Like Noah, you and I please God when we love God supremely, trust Him completely, worship and obey Him wholeheartedly, and use our abilities to serve Him. Today, ask the Lord to help you to make pleasing Him the goal of your life. Please join us next week.